in the limelight.
The belligerence of Saudi regime against the impoverished Arab country, Yemen, has entered its fifth year. This war has lingered despite several rounds of peace talks, while the people of Yemen are slaughtered by Saudi invaders who have resorted to prohibited weaponry. This was part of an article titled, "Failure of Saudi Coalitions Impose War on Yemeni Nation." Stay with us for the details. The Saudi coalition has waged a war against Yemeni nation as of March 26, 2015, with the unwavering support of the U.S. in a futile bid to reinstate Saudi regime supporters in Yemen, but to no avail. Saudi regime's warmongering policies have unset the war's human catastrophe and crimes against humanity against the Yemeni nation. The Saudi-imposed war on Yemen is supported by the U.S., Zionist regime of Israel, and Britain, with the Saudi regime serving and fulfilling the sinister goals of the U.S. Despite the U.S. unwavering support for the Saudi coalition in the war on Yemen, the steadfastness of the people of Yemen has resulted in the deadlock of Saudi regime and its cohorts. Meanwhile, Secretary General of Ansarullah Movement of Yemen, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, in his keynote remarks marking the fourth anniversary of resistance of Yemeni nation against the belligerent policies of the Saudi coalition in Yemen, reminded that the U.S., Britain, and Zionist regime are behind the imposed war on Yemen, while adding that the Saudi and United Arab Emirates are the means for implementation of this scenario. He also pointed out that although the Saudi regime maintains global political power, it has utterly failed as a result of the steadfastness of Yemeni nation. Despite the difficulties which the people of Yemen are grappling with, in the wake of Saudi coalition's imposed war on Yemen, the resistance of Yemeni nation has emerged victorious. 4 years into the war, the Ansarullah movement, its allies, and the resistant Yemeni nation are the main victors of this war, and the future belongs to the people of Yemen. Yemenis are after ending this war, while remaining vigilant against conspiracies. Participation of Ansarullah movement on Yemen in peace processes has shown the will of this popular movement for ending the imposed war on Yemen. The developments in the past 4 years have proven that there is no military solution to the crisis in Yemen. The Saudi regime's imposed war on Yemen has led to the destruction of vital infrastructures, emergence of the worst human crisis in the world, cholera epidemic, and daily slaughter of innocent people, especially women and children in war-torn Yemen. The earnest participation of Ansarullah movement on Yemen in peace talks, including the negotiations in Sweden, aims to put an end to human crisis in Yemen. Throughout the Stockholm Agreement, the Ansarullah movement of Yemen agreed to the handover of control of the strategic city of Al-Hudaydah in western Yemen to local forces of this city, under the supervision of the UN, in order to pave the way for a political solution to crisis in Yemen. Under this framework, the agreement sealed in Sweden by the dispatched delegation from Sana'a and Riyadh's delegation for establishment of ceasefire, supposed to start as of December 18, 2018, in the city of Al-Hudaydah, is yet to be enforced due to the invading Saudi coalition's acts of sabotage. In fact, the Saudi regime has continued its raids on residential regions in Yemen and has no intention of terminating this war while pursuing other goals. The continuation of Saudi coalition's attacks on Yemen in the wake of muted reaction of international assemblies to these atrocities has been to the detriment of Yemeni nation and their inalienable right of existence. The statistical figures released on Saudi war on Yemen displays the depth of human crisis in this impoverished Arab country. In fact, as a result of the invading Saudi coalition's barbaric attacks on Yemen, in the past 4 years, 3,526 educational centers in Yemen have been damaged and 660 educational centers have been shut down. Moreover, the health sector in Yemen has also faced appalling conditions in the aftermath of Saudi horrific attack on Yemen. As of the year 2019, around 100,000 possible cholera patients have been spotted in Yemen, while 109 cholera patients have also lost their lives in this country. In the recent years, war-stricken Yemen has been witness to two cholera epidemics, with more than a million potential cases of cholera patients spotted to this day in this war-torn country. Also, based on the official figures released by Yemen's Ministry of Health, throughout the 4 years of Saudi regime's imposed war on Yemeni nation, 12,000 Yemenis have attained martyrdom, while 26,000 other Yemenis have been wounded. In general, around 44,000 Yemenis have directly or indirectly lost their lives in the wake of Saudi coalition's war on Yemen. Moreover, according to the international organizations, currently over 24 million Yemenis are in need of assistance. More than 15 million Yemenis suffer from malnutrition, and millions of Yemeni children are on the verge of famine and hunger. Meanwhile, the enemies of the Yemeni nation continue to insist on stirring insecurity in Yemen due to the strategic position of this Arab country. The stabilization of Yemen is the strategic aim of the foes of this country. However, the vigilance and steadfastness of Yemeni nation and government has led to the failure of ominous and expansionist plots hatched by the enemies of Yemeni people.